This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. We are here on a Tuesday, May 6th. It is 5:31. Little bit of a rainy, gloomy one this morning. I was driving in and there was actual fog in Summerlin. I was like,
what?
What are we, in San Francisco or something? What's going on here? Yeah, it was really foggy. It started to clear up once I got on like the freeway and stuff. But yeah, it was kind of crazy.
Fog in Vegas, huh? That's the first time I heard that.
Oh, no. We get fog up in Summerlin all the time.
Really?
Maybe because we're closer to the mountains and stuff. But when it gets really cold, or, you know, it's fog the same thing as low clouds, because it's just like, it just makes it look really foggy driving in. But yeah, a lot of rain yesterday, and I was here for it. I loved it yesterday.
You like the rain?
Yeah,
really like
it, just
the sound.
It just made me feel relaxed. I don't know, it just calmed me down, the grayness, the coolness. I really liked it yesterday. You don't like the rain?
It's not that I don't like the rain, it's driving in the rain. It's ridiculous. I mean, yesterday I had to drive to Momo's vet appointment, and it was quite a ways away, and people just drive crazy. It's like, people, turn on your lights, drive slow. There's flooding everywhere. And this morning, it's not that I don't like being in it, it's really just the driving part. Because when driving into the radio station, my exit to the 15 off Silverado Ranch was closed, so I had to take the back ways. And the back way to the radio station, I had to take Decatur. And Decatur, the flooding there was
insane. That's rough.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't mind it. It's more just like me driving super slow, being super cautious, and people, like, drive slower. That's all.
Yeah, that's your little public service. Yeah, I think are you on like a roll this morning? Are you like mad from yesterday, and so it's kind of drifting off into today?
Is it? Maybe.
No, I'm asking. No, I don't feel that way. I'm just asking. No, you seem great to me today. I just wonder. And sometimes you get in a bad mood about something, and it just lasts for a couple of days. That happens to me all the time. So.
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm mad. I just want to make sure that people are driving safe in the rain. That's all.
Yeah, so many people are texting this morning just about all the rain that they got in their parts of town. And so, yeah, I think this weekend is going to definitely make up for it. They're saying we're going to be up in the 90s.
What?
It's going to be like a complete turnaround. So this is Vegas weather for you.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How else is everything?
Good. Yesterday, I got a lot done in the morning before the rain actually hit, which was really nice. And then when I got home, I was there for the day. It was so nice. Like I said, I listened to the rain, watched the Nuggets game last night. They ended up winning. And so that was good. And I'm trying to think, what else? I actually got in bed at a decent time last night. So it was actually a very good day for me. How about you?
Big Nuggets win, right?
Yeah, just by 2 points. So
they were
losing a lot of the game. And I was like, oh no. And then they ended up coming back and winning. Oh, and then we got a false excitement yesterday. So my brother-in-law, he has a lot of tickets to various sports teams. He has a company that's like a ticket broker business. And so he was talking to my husband on the phone, and he was like, hey, I might have an extra pair of tickets for the Golden Knights on Tuesday.
Ooh.
Because I'm having trouble transferring these tickets. So I'm able to transfer them to your email address for some reason, but I can't transfer them out to anyone else. And he's like, so would you want to go? And Matt's like, oh my God, absolutely, absolutely. So later on, he gets these tickets transferred to him. He's like all excited. He's like, we're going to the game. Oh my gosh. And then my brother-in-law calls. He goes, hey, I just wanted to let you know that was an accident that I accidentally sent those to you. I was checking to see if I could transfer, and I can now transfer to different accounts. So I'm going to have to take those back.
Oh my God.
It's like, ah. What? I wasn't going to go. It was going to be him and my daughter. So I was like, fine either way. But it was just so funny. He was like, he looked so sad afterwards. He goes, we're not going to the game tomorrow. So
wait, so he sent them to him on accident?
Well, it wasn't an accident. He was testing out the system. I guess AXS was not allowing transfers yesterday for a certain period of time, or it wasn't working. So he was testing out my husband's email address as a tester because he knew he could get them right back. He couldn't just send them to random ones. And it worked. And he's like, oh, it's working again. I got to take those back. So yeah, it was pretty funny. So we'll be watching the game tonight. How about you?
Me too. Yeah, I'll be watching the game tonight from home. But other than, oh, you know what? What time is the game tonight for the Golden Knights? Do you remember? Do you know?
I don't know. Right offhand.
Okay. Well, the reason why I ask is because I'm taking another dance class today.
Oh, cool. How fun.
Yeah. With one of our listener friends, May. She invited me to a dance class, and I'm like, you know what? I like this once a week guest pass type of deal. So I'll be taking a dance class around 5:30 tonight. But if that interferes with the game, I'll just catch up later with what's going on. But yeah,
you'll be fine either way. Let's see. Tonight they're playing at 6:30 p.m.
Perfect. Right
so
when I get out,
good to go. Yeah, Edmonton, Vegas tonight, and if you're going. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. So luckily we get these first two games and we'll see how that goes. But yeah, a lot going on and a lot to get to this morning. So let's get the show started. Let's do the pre-show. You pick them. You guys pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Be My Lover by LaBouche? Do you want to hear Southside by Moby and Gwen Stefani? Do you want to hear It's My Life by Bon Jovi? It's my life, and it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live alive. Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can text us at 702-364-9400. You can tweet us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM, or just vote on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning. We will count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. You ever ask the universe for a sign and then it delivers in the most bizarre, perfectly timed way? That happened to Steph yesterday at the vet for Momo, and you weren't really sure if this new place was the right fit?
Yeah, I've been skeptical because the vet that we go to, they were charging us a ridiculous amount for Momo's ear infection. And I was like, you know what? let me look at other places. Let me get a second opinion. And I was spending days researching and just calling different places, getting estimates. And I felt pretty good about this one place that I found. So I took him to the vet appointment yesterday. And during the process, and I don't know if you do this too, but like if I'm ever skeptical about a place, after the appointment, they'll ring you up, they'll charge you, and they'll ask you, when do you want to reschedule? And when they ask me, when do you want to reschedule your follow-up, I'll usually say, let me get back to you. I'm going to talk to my husband and go over our calendar. And if I don't like them, I just will never call them.
Mm-hmm.
And so the appointment went okay. I mean, they did the medications, the nurses and the doctor, they were fine. But when I got to when the actual cash register, the crazy thing about this moment that I needed a sign from the universe, like, do I want to continue, happened at the moment when the person that worked behind the desk asked, when do you want to book your appointment? I said what I usually say, oh, let me check my schedule. But I was specific. I said, let me check my work schedule. Right when I said that, our coworker that I didn't even know went into this vet walked into the building. And I said, oh, my God, Tammy? She said, oh, my God, Steph? I'm like, what are you doing here? She goes, I take my dog here. And I felt like that sign as a coworker that I trusted that has been going to this vet was like a sign from the universe, like saying, you're in good hands.
I love that you were like, what are you doing here? She's like, oh, just checking the place out.
Well, you know, just walking around.
What do you do at vets? I would have done the same thing. Like, what are you doing here? It's like we ask the questions that we already know the answers to.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like the first initial is probably like, oh, no, duh, your dog is here. So Tammy, I ran into our coworker yesterday and I'm like, oh, my God. She's like, I love this place. It's affordable. I've been taking my dog here. I'm choking because I'm still laughing. But yeah, I think that was like my sign from the universe saying, you're in good hands. Continue to go to this place.
Yeah, sometimes you just need that extra push that you're on the fence about something or you feel like, okay, I just need a sign that this is the right decision. And you got your sign. Our coworker was your sign. Just think if you would have gone an hour earlier or an hour later, you might not have run into her. I just really feel like there are no coincidences in life.
Yeah, no kidding. And then it's funny, and it also humbles you, like having a dog, because she goes, meet my other dog, it's in the car. So we're going to the car, she's with her daughter, and then she has to get a pee test for her dog, and she's like down on the knees with her like little sample cup. She goes, don't mind me, I just gotta get Annie's pee sample.
Oh my gosh, teach us how to do that. How do you get a pee sample from a dog? That's pretty impressive.
Right?
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It's 6:04. It is Tuesday, May 6th. Thank you guys for joining us this morning. Okay, first, I'm sorry for talking about Labubu again, but that's what I'm going to do.
We're okay. It's not fair.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I know you're probably like, we get it. You're emotionally invested in this goblin thing with rabbit ears. Yes, but hear me out. So I've been getting a lot of DMs from people about Labubus, asking where I found mine, where, you know, they can get theirs. And I've been giving people advice and this and that. But a lot of other people are telling me that I need to get a lock for my Labubus.
You can have a lock for your Labubu?
You know, like cute locks that you could just buy on Amazon, like there's heart-shaped locks or whatever. Not like a padlock, but like the cutesy locks. And they're like, you need to lock it if you're going to put it on your purse or if you're going to put it on a backpack or something. Like it's this vault at the Bellagio. And apparently, people will straight up steal them. Like you, if you're out in public and you've got a Labubu on your purse, people will go up and grab them and take them off and run.
What?
I've been getting so many people saying, make sure you lock them. Make sure you get a lock for your Labubu if you put it on your purse. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like people will really do that. And they're like, oh yeah, my daughter, she had a Labubu on her backpack at school. Some kid ran up, grabbed it, pulled it right off and took it. And we don't know who it was because he was so fast and da, 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 da. People straight up steal these things. And so I was thinking, like, what is the most ridiculous thing that someone has ever taken from you where you are just like, Why? Why would you do that? I just keep thinking back to years ago when my car got broken in. Not the one where they got my laptop, because that was not a little thing. But it was years before that. And they didn't take anything of value. I had money in the change cup. It was filled with like quarters and stuff. They took a cheap pair of gas station sunglasses that I had. Like, literally, I think I paid $3 for these gas station sunglasses. That's all they took. I was like, why? Why did you take that of all things?
Yeah, I remember I borrowed my mom's car for a dance practice. And at dance practice, we run real late. Sometimes we'll get out like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. if it's competition season. And I get out of practice and I walk to my mom's car and the back window is smashed. I'm like, what? Someone broke into my mom's car. I'm stressing out. Figured they took something, of course, and they took my mom's makeup bag. That's it. I mean, yes, mind you, it's a lot of money, but I mean, it's like easily replaceable. My mom was a little upset. She had to replace the window and her makeup, but it's like, geez, really? That's why.
It's been used. She used it. You're gonna take someone's used makeup? Like, gross. That's disgusting.
No kidding. I mean, hey,
you're gonna get an eye infection. Yeah, other people's germs and stuff like that. I mean, sir, if you're gonna commit a felony, aim higher, please.
Or I think it was some homeless people, honestly, and like those homeless people are like, they're cleaning it. They're using my mom's makeup. They're like going out on a Friday night.
Her face beat is hard, man.
After I hope it matches their color.
I know. They're like, all of a sudden, they're like looking all good and glowy. They're like, wow, you really had a glow up there. Oh my gosh, we have so much going on the show this morning. Tickets for you to see Benson Boone. Yesterday, he announced his tour and he's coming to Las Vegas. He's going to be here on September 26th. We've got your tickets right around 8:20 with Heads Up. At 7:30 with the Mega Minute, we have your tickets to see Katy Perry. Her Lifetimes tour is coming to Vegas and you're going to be there. That's happening with the Mega Minute. And coming up next, we have What's Trending. It is the most exclusive night in fashion. And this year, one superstar couple turned it into a full-blown family affair with a surprise that had the internet losing it. We have that coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Met Gala 2025 is trending this morning. The first Monday in May brought out icons from every corner of pop culture for the 2025 Met Gala at the Met in New York City. This year's theme was Tailored for You, honoring the Costume Institute's Superfine Tailoring Black Style. It's a powerful exhibition that spotlights Black designers and the artistry of menswear. So the co-chairs were Coleman Domingo, Lewis Hamilton, A$AP Rocky, Pharrell Williams, and Anna Wintour. And they helped lead this ultra-exclusive party, which had already raised a record-breaking $31 million for the Met.
My God.
Like, it's just huge. It's all rich people. And yeah, tickets are expensive. If you want to go, it costs $75,000 for one ticket. Tables start at $350,000. Unless, of course, you're a celebrity and you're getting comped by a fashion house, then you're okay.
I'll watch it from my couch.
Yeah, no one shut down the red carpet, though, like Rihanna and A$AP Rocky, because they turned the event into a family affair once again. So the couple already have two kids, RZA and Riot. And now Rihanna revealed she is expecting baby number 3.
Yes.
It was revealed in a portrait by Miles Diggs ahead of the big night. She was wearing a light blue skin tight two-piece outfit with matching stockings and an umbrella, of course.
umbrella. Ella.
she while A$AP was handling the co-chair duties and soon-to-be dad vibes, the couple continue to win the red carpet and parenthood. They say they're best friends with a baby and that they're really excited that it's just one of those things where she knew motherhood was for her, and everyone's been on her about releasing a new album. And
yeah,
I think,
right.
I think she's concentrating on motherhood for now, and good for her. You know, she doesn't owe anyone an album.
No, she doesn't. And I always loved her looks at Met Gala, but her announcing that pregnancy, she's just so smart, her and A$AP. I love the light blue outfit that they premiered her pregnancy, but did you see her actual outfit at the Met Gala?
I did. Did you like it? it.
I loved the cropped blazer that she wore. I loved the polka dotted scarf, but I don't know if I liked the skirt.
Yeah, that's how I was. I didn't love it, but I mean, she's always such a fashion icon. Like, I think it's just, what's your preference? You know, did you have, like, I have my top three looks. Mm-hmm. I thought Lewis Hamilton looked absolutely incredible. I loved his outfit. He mm-hmm. looked like Aladdin, kind of. He looked amazing. Jennie from Blackpink, I thought her outfit was top tier. I love the little hat she wore with it. I thought she looked fantastic. And then Diana Ross, I think, stole the show.
She
looked amazing.
With her for family names on her dress, right?
And
with
that Diana dress Ross. Was just yes. like such a showstopper. It was amazing. Was there anyone that you loved?
I really loved Sabrina Carpenter's look. I loved the little pinstriped or like the little bodysuit she wore. And I believe Pharrell Williams actually designed that. And then I loved Zendaya, her all white suit.
She looked great.
With the white hat. And a standout for me, was it Andre 3000 with the piano on his back? I'm like, okay, sir, I see you.
I mean, that was definitely a showstopper for sure. Like with the Sabrina and Lisa from Blackpink, there were so many people yes. without pants. I did not like that look. I did not like the no pants dance. It did not work for me for some reason. I loved the top of Sabrina's outfit, but then below, I was like, where's your pants, girl? And I believe it was Pharrell that said, you're quite short, so no pants for you. So maybe that was the reason why. And that is what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Mother's Day is coming up. We all love our moms, but let's be real here, because sometimes mom was just out there making bad choices that maybe didn't age well. Well, I was thinking about this last night. I was writing out a Mother's Day card for my mom to get into the mail today. And I was thinking about this time that I was like, Mom, what were you thinking? Have you ever had a situation where mom meant well, but what did yours do that just left you speechless? 702-364-9400. Speechless, confused, mortified. I remember when I was in middle school, I had just like, so I became a woman, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Got my first period when it was over Thanksgiving break. And so it was literally at Thanksgiving and my mom announced it to the whole table. So in December, that would have been time number two, okay?
Right.
Okay, so I'm at school in December, and I get a call to the office just randomly, and I'm like, what? So I go down there, and my mom is standing there in the office. So I immediately think, like, the worst thing just happened, but she's standing next to the school nurse, and I'm really, really confused. And I'm like, Mom, and I thought I was in trouble or something. She had brought me a just-in-case starter kit because she was convinced that I was going to be starting my cycle that day.
Oh.
And the reason why she was convinced of that is she said she saw it in my eyes that morning.
She saw it in her head. Moms know best. She knew something. She had an intuition.
It was like she was some hormonal psychic or something. I was mortified. All the ladies in the office are looking at me. The nurse is like, I don't know. She just is here. So she gave me this little starter kit. Like, it had like pads in it and stuff. I was just like,
did it have a chocolate bar?
No, it did not. It was only pads.
Darn it.
It was like, but the fact that she just showed up to school to bring me that, I was so confused and I was so embarrassed, and I'm so glad none of my friends were there to see it. But has that anything like that ever happened to you? What's the weirdest or funniest thing your mom ever did when you were a kid? 702-364-9400. Anthony, good morning.
Anthony.
Hi.
Hey, what did your mom do?
Well, Mercedes, it was the first day of ninth grade, just starting high school, super nervous. And my mom's dropping me off at school, and she screams out the window, I love you, honey. I love you, baby. Blowing me kisses. Mercedes, I was so embarrassed. I tried running in the school as fast as I could.
Ninth grade, a ninth grade kid having mom blowing kisses. My gosh, as a mom now, I could see myself doing that to my kid, but I gotta imagine you were completely mortified. Thanks, Anthony. Let's talk to Jeff. What happened? How did your mom embarrass you?
Oh my gosh. Well, I do not recommend this, but my mom taught at the same high school I was in too. And for Spirit Day, it was glasses day, so you're supposed to wear your favorite sunglasses, et cetera, et cetera. She proceeded to get like five cups or glasses, tie them together with a string, and wear them as a necklace.
You gotta love mom.
Moms try. I mean, you gotta give them credit. Did your mom ever do anything like that to embarrass you?
You know, my mom was pretty sweet. She kind of read the room really well, but there was this one time she shocked me. I used to dance in a dance team, and when I was a kid, we had this huge dance competition in Orlando, and they told all the parents of all the dancers, saying, "Hey, we would love all of the dance moms and dads to do a routine together in Florida for the big competition." And it was like exhibition. It was for fun. And she wouldn't tell me a single thing about the dance, except that it was like to Michael Jackson, Billie Jean. She goes, "We're going to be dancing to Billie Jean. It's going to be a cute little dance. We're going to wear like Michael Jackson outfits." I'm like, okay, cool. The time comes for them to perform. All of the moms and dads are running on stage.
No.
And I'm thinking it's Michael Jackson. They're wearing like white graffiti shirts, trucker hats backwards. And the song they ended up doing was this one.
Oh, no.
I have never seen my mom twerk until that day. I tell you.
And you're like, and I never want to see it again.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. That, I mean, I got to give her credit, though. She's got more guts than a lot of moms do doing something like that.
She was owning that stage. I've never seen her do facials like that.
I love your mom. She's awesome.
She is.
Let's talk about the Hot 3. That is coming up next. A new survey is revealing the toughest jobs in America. Do you have one of them? Also, 11 minutes of this a day can lower your risk of early death. We'll tell you what that is. And have you ever had a kid who, quote unquote, accidentally ordered something, maybe on Amazon, maybe through a video game? Wait until you hear what this kid in Kentucky got on Amazon. Mom was definitely surprised when this order arrived. We'll talk about it all coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Construction workers, firefighters, military personnel, and doctors. Those are the toughest jobs in America, according to a new survey. They asked Americans what they believe the toughest jobs are and what comes to mind when they think of tough jobs. And they were things that, you know, quick decisions had to be made, stressful situations, things that push your mental and physical limits. And coming in at number one was firefighters. 48% of people think firefighters are one of the toughest jobs in America. That was followed by construction workers, military, doctors, and police officers. Some of the other jobs that made the list, astronaut was up there. we should ask Gayle King, Katy Perry. That's one of the hardest. Air traffic controllers, which I thought would be way higher.
Me too.
I've heard that that is just one of the most stressful jobs you could ever do.
And the demand probably right now.
Yeah, exactly. Teachers was on the list. So were lawyers. Drywall and plaster installers even made the list.
I don't know how that works, so I'm guessing I can't really speak on how tough that is.
When we had our house remodeled, I was so fascinated by the drywall installers. It's like, how do you put walls up without there being nails? You know what
True.
I mean? And they have this like nail gun machine thing that gets them. I don't even want to say it because I don't know what I'm talking about.
But sound silly.
Just watching it was so fascinating how they put it up. I mean, that looks like a tough job. I really respect it because they can create they can create a home in seconds. Just it was so cool to watch.
And then on top of that, I think of construction workers, especially here in this town. And then they have to battle the heat in the middle of the summer, or they're waking up crazy early morning hours. When I'm driving into work, I see like the roads are closed because the construction workers are out there doing their jobs.
You're built differently if you are able to not just be a construction worker, but one in Vegas because of all the elements that you're working against, too.
I know we complain about like all the construction, but we don't complain about the construction workers.
We just complain about their bosses because tell you where to go and when to be there.
Yes,
like, what's going on? Also this morning, good news for anyone who is not like loving the gym. You just need to go for 11 minutes. 11 minutes a day of moderate activity like brisk walking, gardening, even dancing can seriously slash your risk of heart disease. It can slash your risk of cancer and an early death. They did this massive new study, and they found that squeezing in 75 minutes a week of movement drops your risk of dying young by 23%. And even those small efforts make a huge difference. So obviously more activity is better, but even those small things like swapping a car ride for a bike ride or playing with your kids outside, something like that. It's a simple, free way to boost your health with no interval training required on something like that.
Did you say after brisk walking, gardening?
Yeah, gardening.
I've never gardened. So is there really like a lot of exercise that's
digging
put into it?
Digging and things like that. It's so funny because I have two plants, like live plants in my house that I have kept alive for years, and I'm really proud of it. And I noticed the soil is getting kind of janky, and I was like, ew. So I asked my husband, like, when you go to Home Depot, can you please buy me some potting soil? I want to repot my plants. And he's like, okay, do you know how to do it? And I'm like, well, how hard could it be? I mean, you take out the plant and then you put in the new dirt and then you're good to go. And he's like, okay. So he brings home these two bags of potting soil, and I go out into the driveway and I look at them, and like the roots are all wrapped around this one plant's thing. And I'm like, oh gosh, I don't want to kill these things. I'm like, never mind. So I don't know how to garden, and I don't know how to change my plants out, the potting soil out.
Plant moms are hard, man.
I know, I'm telling you. Let's talk to Carrie. Wants to make a comment on the last story. Hey, Carrie, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling. My husband is a commercial plumber here in Nevada. And he's working on all the elementary schools right now. So he can't go to work until after the kids get out. So right now, the weather's not so bad because he's working like 3 to 11. But oh, come summer break, he's working 5 a.m. to 3 p.m. And he comes home and he is so hot and sweaty.
Oh.
So I give you guys props for giving them props.
Oh, well, we are happy to do that. I mean, that is, those schools in the summer, they don't turn on the air conditioning. So it's so hot in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please send him our love and tell him to hang in there. We need to get him a fan or something.
Yeah, no kidding. Or like a portable air conditioning unit.
Finally, this morning, the next time your parent complains about not knowing how to order something online, you can say, come on, even a 7-year-old could do this. There's a woman in Kentucky named Holly, and her second grader ordered 30 cases of Dum Dum Suckers on Amazon. Each case had 2,340 suckers, which means she got more than 70,000 suckers for $4,000.
Oh my God. I bet you whoever they got that order from Dum Dums was like, absolutely, we made our quota.
Insane. She contacted Amazon as soon as she realized what had happened.
Man.
And initially they were like, okay. The rep said she could just refuse the delivery. They'd refund her money. But when the driver came, they didn't knock. They just stacked all the cases on her porch. And once they were delivered, Amazon said they can't take them back if they've been delivered. So she talked about the story on social media. A few news stations and people started ordering boxes from her to help her out. So she managed to sell them all. But eventually Amazon reached out and said that they would refund her money, either because they were getting a lot of heat from people or because she was working with her bank to resolve it, since they wouldn't. Amazon was not going to take the suckers back. So Holly told her Dum Dum buyers that she'd donate their money or the suckers if they no longer wanted them. She says she's going to change the settings on her phone so this does not happen again.
$4,000 worth of dumb, dumb lollipops. Like, what would you do with all of that candy?
I think I would have done the same thing. I would have just given it away or sold it, hopefully trying to make back some of the money. But I think that happens more often than we think. Did you set your alarm for
I set my alarm for A1? I set my alarm for a shout out that we need to do for a birthday.
Oh yeah, I've got that coming up. But
have an alarm set for what?
Never mind. There's a shoe going on sale at 7 o'clock.
But we got to get to a break then.
Yes, of course. But we do want to wish a happy birthday to Marisol, who is turning 12 years old today. Marisol, happy birthday.
And a shoe drop is very important.
Yes, that too.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's time for Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than she can? Let's go.
We got it. We got a shoe drop like competition going on here behind the scenes.
What's going on?
I did not get the Asia Wilson shoes that just dropped at 7. I got the no. Ramon got the no on it. So my husband sends me a screenshot that says, got him.
Come on.
Stop. I'm like, oh.
All I see is I look up and then Ramon is like flipping you off because he's like, I can't believe that.
It wasn't me. It was my husband. All right. Let's try another competition. Meet Mercedes, and we've got our contestant, Melissa. Your caller 20, Melissa.
Yo, Melissa.
Woo! You ready to do this?
Good morning.
We've got a beautiful $725 diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minn and Diamond Jewelers for you. If you can guess the song faster than I can, you ready to do this, Melissa?
Yes, I'm ready to get beat by Mercedes.
No. Go in with the attitude of you're going to beat Mercedes. So let's do this. I'm going to leave the studio. Not the station, just the studio.
She's about to pick up her Asia Wilson shoes.
I know, I'm out of here. But I'll be back. So good luck, Melissa.
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Mercedes. All right, let's get this game started. This is how it works, Melissa. You are going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, shout out, got it. We stop the clock, and within 5 seconds, you got to give me something, okay?
Okay.
All right, Melissa, she's fast, and let's get ready, because the next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to...
What do you got?
I'm on the King Jester brand.
Can you say it a little closer to your phone? I can't hear you. You sounded like you're in a water, like you're underwater. Can you say it one more time, Melissa?
Bismarck, just a friend.
Thank you. Okay, we stopped the clock, and I'm going to bring Mercedes in. Mertz, all right, Melissa. You said you work off Buffalo and Sahara. Where do you work?
Honda West.
Nice. Okay. All right, Mercedes is back. Let's see her coming back in.
Hello.
Okay, you ready to do this?
Yeah, that took a little while. Do you know we have a leak? There's like all this water from the rain
in the
green room on the floor.
Did you get wet?
No, I was just watching it drop.
You're like, while I wait.
Okay,
All right, let's do this. The next sound that you hear is the song, and that song starts now.
Have you ever met a girl?
Just a Friend by Biz Markie.
Oh my gosh, my pen went out too. But I got it. Okay, let's see.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date?
You stopped the clock at 1.8 seconds.
Okay.
And you got it right.
Okay.
But Melissa also got it right.
Oh, how fast?
5 seconds.
Oh!
Took her a little longer.
I'm sorry, Melissa. It's one thing when they don't get it right, then I don't feel so bad. But when they do get it right, that's when I start feeling guilt.
It's do like, you really feel guilty?
I do. Although I do like this diamond pendant's getting bigger and bigger. So there's one bright side to it. Melissa, thank you for trying. That means we now have a $750 diamond pendant. Are you playing the song or is it?
This is going to, I'm trying to fade out, but there's no intro on this next one.
I was like, wait, what? We have a $750 diamond pendant for you, courtesy of Michael E. Minn and Diamond Jewelers tomorrow. And yeah, let's just play the song now. It's Mix 94.1. Have you ever met Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I have a real big problem, and this could turn into a bigger problem here if I let this go any longer. I think I might have been uninvited to a wedding.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, like tell me what you guys think or what you think I should do here, because I am so confused right now. I want to say this was in December that we got a wedding invite. And this is someone that I grew up with in Colorado. So we've been friends for a long time, always kept in touch. She now lives in LA though. And she's the little sister of my friend. So I knew her.
Yeah. But,
so she's getting married. And this isn't just like a random acquaintance. There was a save the date even before that, if I'm remembering correctly. There's a wedding website, like all that stuff. So I RSVP'd yes. It was the wedding is in June. I RSVP'd yes, booked the hotel. I even got a dress that I found. I'm like, this would be perfect for the wedding. So we're like good to go. So this week she posts something on her Instagram story. And it really threw me. So now I'm confused and I'm like, wait, are we not invited to the wedding anymore? So she wrote, so excited. Oh, hold on. I screenshotted it.
Is Matt invited too?
Yeah. It was Matt and I.
Okay.
So excited for our intimate celebration with just 50 of our closest people. And then it was a heart, the emoji with like the hearts around it, like the feeling the love one. And I was like, 50? This is not what the invite originally said. And I know I was on the list because there was even like the whole chicken versus salmon situation. I like made my choice. Like, so I decided I was going to double check the wedding website. And guess what?
What?
It's gone.
No way.
It's gone. Like 404 error, page not found, gone.
What?
So now I'm like, no, I got no text, I got no call, no update, just poof, disappeared.
What if it went to your spam email?
What?
Like saying like, hey, the wedding's canceled, or I don't know, some type of update?
I get my regular emails from her though, like in the past. I don't know. So now I'm wondering, am I uninvited? Is this just their way of like cutting the guest list without having a weird conversation with people? Is it still on the 21st, I think?
Of June?
Yeah, it's June 21st. That's what I have it in my calendar. Is this that still happening? Like, I don't know. Or should I just show up and just be like, hey, you forgot to tell me. I'm not coming. I'm here now. Let's dance. You know, like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. What would you do if this happened to you? Would you say something? I'm really confused now. Do I reach out and ask, or do I just wait to see if I ever hear something on this? 702-364-9400. I don't know what is going on here.
Okay. You said the reason you found out the 50 closest people she posted on Facebook or Instagram stories?
Instagram stories.
Oh, I was going to say on Facebook, if she posted it, were there any comments?
No.
Was there anything? Is anyone you know that was invited going?
My sister should be invited, but I never really talked to her about it. So I guess I could text her and ask her if she's going. But then again, if she wasn't invited, then I don't want to make her feel bad that I got the invite. She didn't get the invite.
Oh, that's awkward.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of like, on that one. I don't know. I'm really confused as to what happened. Like, why did the wedding website just disappear? Can you block a certain person from the website? Did she block me from it? Like, what's happening?
And you wouldn't consider, like, one of her 50 closest friends?
No. That's the thing. Like, I grew up with her big sister, And I think that's why I got the invite, was because of the big sister. But I still knew her. She was always hanging around. Like, and so I thought that was really cool. They invited us. I'm like, yeah, LA, we'll go for the weekend. That'll be fun. And now I'm like, did they change their mind and decide not to let us come?
Okay, you got me on big sister there. Big sister is maybe a part of the wedding or helping with the wedding planning.
Should I just ask her?
I think you ask the big sister, because you don't want to invade, obviously, the bride and her decisions if this is now no longer a wedding. It's just like a ceremony at a church or a chapel here in Vegas. But you should go through the big sister, see what she says.
But now I have, like, I have airline tickets.
Oh boy.
I have the hotel, which I can cancel. I bought a dress, which, you know, I guess I could wear it for a different occasion. But, like, the airline tickets thing is really bugging me. 702-364-9400. This text says, dump her as a friend. Well, I mean, I don't want to dump her, like, but something is up, don't you think?
Something is...
Do you think they just decided to cut the guest list and not tell anybody?
I feel like there's a miscommunication somewhere. Maybe if she has a wedding planner, they haven't got to it yet. But it's, like, 8 weeks away.
Well, I mean, it's next month, so,
I'm really trying to validate the situation.
I don't know. I'll reach out today. I'll keep... keep you posted. Maybe I'll just reach out to her directly, because I mean I have her contact information, but I'm just nervous at the kind of message I'm gonna get back.
What do you think she's gonna say if, like, let's say the wedding is no longer?
I don't know. It should probably be really apologetic, but it just, should I just, like, send her a voice message?
Oh my god. You do right now? No. Are you going to do it on the air right now?
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Let me see here. What should I say? Like,
I don't know. In these situations, I would just ask ChatGPT.
Hey, exclamation point. Saw your Instagram story, period. Is the wedding still happening as planned, question mark? Just wanted to make sure I had everything lined up for the big day, period. If not, no worries. Just let me know so I can make arrangements, period. Talk to you soon, exclamation point.
Still want the chicken, though.
I actually got the salmon.
Oh, you got the salmon?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I just hit send.
Why am I sweating?
Huh?
I'm sweating. I don't know why.
I don't know if she's going to respond to me right away, but as soon as I get a response, I'll let you guys know.
I am freaking out for you.
I know. I'm freaking out. I think I got uninvited.
No, I think there's a miscommunication. No. Maybe you're still there, like, invited to, what if they have a party? But don't worry. I think deep down inside, you're kind of happy that the wedding might not
happen.
Honestly,
like, I guess that would be fine. The only thing I'm mad about is my airline tickets, but I guess I get credit.
Just take the LA trip, go around, go to Disney, go to Santa Monica, make a trip out of it.
All right, it's time to win with the Mega Minute, and we have your tickets to see Katy Perry. Her Lifetimes Tour is coming to the T-Mobile Arena on May 17th. You're in. If you're caller 20, you get to play the Mega Minute. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Get them all correct, and you are going to the show. Caller 20 gets to play. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Jamie. You're caller 20.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got the whole family listening. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're good. How are you?
Really good. Let's do this. Let's make you a winner. Okay. Katy Perry tickets with the Mega Minute. All you got to do is answer 10 questions correctly in 60 seconds. If you get them all right, the tickets are yours. And if anyone knows the answer in that car right now, I assume you're in a car, just shout it out.
Yes.
And I'll take that and we'll move on to the next question, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jamie, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the 60 seconds for the Mega Minute starts now.
Katy Perry was recently a judge on what singing competition?
American Idol.
Yes. The movie Sinners is about humans turning into which mythical creature?
Pass.
What Las Vegas venue sent a cease and desist letter to Beyonce?
Pass.
In what TV show does Penn Badgley star as a dangerously obsessive man named Joe Goldberg?
Pass.
What year did Katy Perry perform at the Super Bowl?
2020.
No, in golf, what is a score of one under par on a hole called?
You know what? I'm going to pass.
How many days are there in the month of May?
31.
Yes. How many members of the Jonas Brothers are in the band?
Three.
Yes. What kind of fish is in a Philadelphia roll? I'm sorry, you guys. There were some tough ones in there. Not gonna lie, there were a couple I didn't know either. The fish in a Philadelphia roll, that is salmon. I had no idea. Is that common knowledge? In golf, a score of one under par on a hole is called a birdie. The year that Katy Perry performed at the Super Bowl, 2015. I would have just been throwing out, like, years.
Same.
2012, 2013, 2014.
Start guessing.
2015 is the year on that. The TV show that Penn Badgley stars in as a dangerously obsessive man named Joe Goldberg, that is you. The Las Vegas venue that sent a cease and desist letter to Beyonce is the Sphere. And the movie Sinners is about humans turning into which mythical creatures? Those are vampires. I'm sorry, Jamie and family. That means you did not conquer the Mega Minute, but you can hang up and call right back because caller 20, you get these tickets, two of them to see Katy Perry, the Lifetime's tour at the T-Mobile Arena on May 17th. Caller 20 gets them right now, 702-364-9400.
Hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Mother's Day is on Sunday, and the 15th annual Mother's Day Index has come out. It highlights how much moms would make if they got paid for all their work around the house. If you had to take a guess what a mom's annual salary was, if she got paid for doing all that she does, what would you say?
In this country, 40K.
That's it?
Yeah, that's what, I'm not saying that's what she should get. I'm saying that's what she probably would get. What should she, should, what was the wording that you asked?
According to research, mothers in the U.S. would have earned a salary of blank over the last year. Let me tell you the things that she would be doing.
Okay.
Cooking, helping with homework, caregiving, cleaning, doing the laundry, providing emotional support for the family. So basically, the professions moms cover and how much they would get paid for that work, accountant, baker, chauffeur, childcare worker, cook, elementary school teacher, hairstylist, landscaping, laundry worker, maid, meeting planner, mental health counselor, and private detective.
Oh my God.
Based on all that, what do you still think only 40,000?
I don't think that's what she should get, but I think that's probably what she would get.
With all those jobs, like, think about what each of those individual jobs makes. And you add them all up, you think, like, that you would only make 40,000. Accountants itself would make, like, so much money.
Well, if we're really adding up those jobs, maybe, like, 150?
You're right there now. Yeah. Finally, 145, 235 over the last year, which is a 4% increase. That's all of those jobs together. So they estimate how much time each of those tasks takes, then they come up with the annual salary on that one.
Gotcha.
Also this morning, a powerful tool for fighting the blues is probably already in your kitchen. Researchers have found that women who ate one orange a day had a 20% lower risk of depression. Why? Well, I guess oranges boost the level of your mood-lifting brain chemicals. So that could be all it takes for you if you're looking to get a little mood boost is just an orange a day. They say an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but the orange a day keeps the depression away.
Oh, no kidding. Does that count like tangerines as well?
I would put them all in that category probably. Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. And then sunlight on top of that probably will help with depression as well.
Yeah, there's all sorts of little things, but it just, who knew a single orange could do the trick? I love the smell of a freshly peeled orange. That is like one of my favorite smells in the world. My dad used to be able to get the entire peel off of an orange in one straight peel.
Talent. Like,
that was so, so, so cool. And me, I have to like nip away at it, like little piece by piece. And then there's little pieces left over on it. It's terrible.
My mom would eat the orange peel itself. Not the orange on the inside, but the actual peel. I'm like, this lady's kind of crazy, but I guess it's also good for you.
Really?
Yes.
Why would she do that?
I guess it's good for you, and I also think she liked the texture of the orange
peel.
No,
yeah. I mean, you like what you like.
Right.
Okay, finally this morning, Ramona, I'm going to divert to you on this. I'm hoping you saw it. Did you see the movie Thunderbolts?
Ooh, I did not. Marvel has lost some juice, so I haven't even seen Captain America either.
You haven't? Okay, no. Well... okay, I don't know. I've not seen it either, and I don't want to give away any spoilers on this. So if anyone has seen it, let us know. 702-364-9400. So a giant billboard in LA promoting the movie got a massive facelift at the end of the film's opening weekend, and they changed the title from Thunderbolts to The New Avengers. So now the movie's called The New Avengers, and the studio even posted video of the film's cast ripping the Thunderbolts title off the poster to reveal The New Avengers. The poster on ticketing websites like Fandango has also changed to read The New Avengers. So Marvel fans have been wondering, like, why on the official Thunderbolts title there was an asterisk there. I don't know if anyone noticed that, but I guess there was an asterisk. And I guess the answer is revealed in the movie. Like I said, I haven't seen it, but if you're wondering why the name of the movie has suddenly changed, they're basically calling it The New Avengers now because of something that happens towards the end of the movie.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've heard great things about it, and I know that it was kind of underestimated, but it makes me kind of want to watch it now.
Well, I'm wondering, you know, why are they renaming the movie a week after its release? Am I missing something? Sammy is one of our junior listeners. Hey, Sammy, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you
How are you?
I'm good. Have you seen Thunderbolts or the new Avengers?
Yeah, I will.
Why did they change the name of the movie?
Do you guys care if I say it right now, or
is it a major spoiler? It is. Okay, here, tell Ramon off the air, and we'll hear Ramon's reaction. Okay, hold on.
Okay,
Ramon, put up your mic.
I'm putting on his mic. Ramon,
okay,
go ahead
and now
talk
get
to
the
Sammy.
Answer because Sammy's gonna spoil it for you. Ramon, sorry.
okay,
Ramon's
turning.
Listening. Getting Sammy's answer.
Go ahead and tell me what the spoiler.
Poor Ramon didn't have a choice. I told him that you're going to hear the spoiler. I probably am going to go see it this weekend.
We can hear it in the back, Sammy.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. Nothing too major.
Nothing.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Sammy.
Okay, so can you tell us or should you not?
Yeah, pretty much at the end of the film, they get renamed the New Avengers.
That's it?
That's all he told me, yeah.
Okay.
Wait.
Well, that's kind of a spoiler, but if they're renaming the movie, I mean, like, duh.
Yeah. That's not a spoiler.
I thought the asterisk was a joke. I thought you revealed it on one of the trailers about that asterisk.
No, that's what it is, I guess. So the movie is now not called Thunderbolts. So when you go to ask the ticketing person at the movies to see Thunderbolts, they're not going to know what you're talking about. They're going to be like, what? We don't have a movie called
you
that.
You still go up to the ticketing booth?
Don't
no. We all just do it on the mobile app?
That's true. Well, you're going to be searching for Thunderbolts and it's not going to be there.
You were right there all along.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is really against my better judgment to talk about this. I have been struggling with this. This is something that's been on the table for a few days, and I'm like, no, we're not going to bring this up. This is not nice. But Ramon, talk me into it.
He did? What's going on?
I twisted her arm for it.
Ramona has been talking some smack, okay? And he has a secret that he's been holding on to. And he has a confession that he wants to make. And I want you to know that I am no part of this at all. I'm simply giving him the floor because he wants to make an announcement.
Oh, boy. An announcement? Okay.
Did it get hot in here or what? Like, my heart's racing. I don't even know if I could do it now.
Yeah, now that you're on the spot, now it's all going to change. Before, you're like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And now, here we go.
All right. As I look Steph in the eyes and in the face, and just because you post him so much, and now he has his own page and everything, I despise looking at Momo all the time. No, Momo.
Wait, you're talking about Momo, my dog, my Shih Tzu baby?
Yeah, your little ugly dog.
Wait, what did you just call
Momo?
Momo is, like, his eyes, he always looks, like, cross-eyed, bug-eyed. And then sometimes, I would admit he looks better when you give him a haircut, but when he doesn't get a haircut, I mean, what is he? Just a dirty mop, right? And then, like, the way you talk to him, I'm like, oh, gosh. Luckily, on the phone, I could just mute you, right? When I'm watching your videos. Poppers! Oh, you're so handsome,
Oh,
Poppers.
My gosh. But I will
admit this. I think all small dogs are ugly. So Mumble's no exception. And you know what? While we're at it, Mercedes, you always talk about pugs. The only thing uglier than Momo are probably pugs.
I'm telling you, Ramon was talking to Smack the other day, and I'm like, okay. I go. And the whole idea was that he felt like everyone holds onto a secret that could offend your coworker, and I was like, really? You're not telling me anything I haven't heard before, so you're not going to hurt my feelings on the pug comments. People feel like the need to tell me pugs are ugly every day, like I created them or something, but like... Yeah, I feel like you're getting kind of personal on the Momo stuff there. And I think Momo's adorable. He's so cute.
Okay, so we're going to let it all out now.
Oh, no. Hey, I'm not part of this. I defend Momo.
Okay, so you're saying Momo is a... Do you think he's a yapper?
Yes, he's one of those dogs that's all bark and no bite. He's okay. A typical, like, chihuahua, right?
Do you think because he's a small dog, like, he can't protect me?
That's all 1,000%.
Okay.
100 Momos versus one gorilla.
I'm saying 100. Oh,
well, hey, remember that scene in Anchorman? What was it? When they're like on the bridge and Jack Black picks up the small dog and just punts it over the bridge?
Oh, the Coronado Bridge in Sandy. Yes.
Yes. Boom. That's Momo.
Okay. So I got something to tell Ramon then.
Oh, no.
If we're going to go back and
this
forth.
This was only on one way, though.
No. You can't dish
all's
it out.
All's fair.
All right.
I ain't scared.
Interesting, Ramon, because... You are coming after Momo when you out here treating your sneakers better than your own spine every time the Lakers lose. And let's be real, Momo, yes, he's a yapper, and sometimes I have to shush him when someone's ringing the doorbell, but at least he's not whining, oh, next season, like the Raiders since 2003. How about that?
How many Super Bowls do the Chargers have?
You know what? I'm not talking about the Chargers. We're talking about the Raiders and Momo here. And Momo might be small, sure. But... He protects me more than the Raiders protect the lead. And that's all I gotta say.
How does Momo protect you?
Are you kidding me? He's my soul dog. He knows when I'm in danger, if I'm depressed, or if when I'm sad, he protects me. He gives me love. What do the Raiders do for you?
They give me a lot of beer.
That beer belly. And I don't want to get too far deep because I love you like a brother, but that's all I gotta say. And my time is done.
Okay, so now you guys feel better. You release those secrets that you have about your coworkers.
I do.
Who has a coworker secret? Something you want to say to a coworker, but you know it's going to offend them. 702-364-9400 is our number. Sophia says that you guys have inspired her, and she wants to make a comment about her coworker.
Nice.
Sophia, good morning. What's up?
Good morning. I have a corporate job, and it's a bunch of cubicles, and I have this one coworker that doesn't wear a bra, and I feel if I say something like, hey, I can see your nipples, she'd get offended.
Oh, how do you even, say something in that? Like, can you send an anonymous email, or can you, would it be going too far if you went to, like, upper management and had them say something?
I think they know, office floor knows, and it's just kind of like a hard conversation to have, and I don't want to be the one to, like, bring it up.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't feel like you can.
That's an HR.
And it also says, yeah, you're looking there, too. You know what I mean?
Right?
And
then
you don't want to get called out. Like, there was a coworker of ours, and his zipper was down, but I was afraid to say anything because I didn't want him to think I was looking there, mm-hmm. You know? So I was just like, so I told another guy, I go, hey, will you tell him his zipper's down? And so that way it came from a guy. I didn't want anything to do with that.
Yeah, you don't want to touch with anything, like, on the body.
We're getting some texts here. Okay, what is the thing you want to say to your coworker that you're too scared to? The thing that could hurt their feelings, 702-364-9400. Our phone lines are jam-packed right now. You guys have a lot on your minds, and some people have some thoughts about what you said, Ramon. We're going to talk about all of that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. What is the secret about your coworker that you're holding on to that could really hurt their feelings or offend them. Ramon just went on a tirade about Steph and her dog, and
still upset.
There's some bad blood brewing. We're going to get to that in a second. Eva, good morning.
Good morning.
What is it about your coworker that you're holding on to right now?
So I have a part-time job at a warehouse, and you know, you sweat because you're always working hard, and how do you tell someone they smell?
Oh, we've all had that coworker with BO before. Do you say anything? I don't say anything.
Nothing.
I want to.
But how do you do it without hurting their feelings? You know, I don't want to hurt their feelings. And you don't know, like, maybe they can't afford deodorant, or maybe, like, that's their diet, or, you know,
sometimes they don't even smell their own smell.
Yes,
sometimes.
I know. I feel bad. Eva, what do you want to say or do?
But they even made an announcement at work. You watch your hygiene. They made it to everyone at the night shift.
So that didn't even work. I don't think you're going to be able to change it, Eva. Oh, my God. Yeah, but we've all been there. That's the
hardest.
She's
got to wear a mask to work now.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk to Sarah. Sarah, hey, good morning. We're talking about coworkers and the things you're holding on to about them. What do you think?
Okay, so I shared a cubicle with a woman who would use, in theory and theoretically, every other sentence.
No.
It would be something like, theoretically, this spreadsheet should work this way. And I'm like, it's not theoretical. That's how it works.
Did you always correct her on that?
Oh, no, I never once corrected her. Coworkers would turn it into a game where, because they knew what I was doing, I would take a sip of my Starbucks and make a little check mark for every time she'd do it. Basically, kind of like an at-work drinking game.
How wired were you at the end of the day?
Oh, 40 times in 9 minutes.
Oh, my gosh!
40 times? That's a record.
In theory, that should be a record. Victoria, good morning. What is it about your coworker that drives you crazy?
Hey, good morning. First, let me start. Steph, Momo is a precious baby angel. And he's
yes. Thank you, Victoria. Ramon, you hear that?
Nice.
So my manager works from home, and it just sometimes drives me crazy when her kids are screaming in the background, and it makes our meetings go on longer than they need to. I'm sympathetic to her, but it drives me crazy at the same time.
Yeah, that reminds me of that one Zoom that went viral. Remember where the little girl came waddling in during the middle of that
Zoom? Oh, and the babysitter
Zoom
had to pull her out?
Yes, exactly what it is.
Sometimes you can't control them, but make sure you're recording those meetings because they make for really good viral content at some point. Okay, Robin wants to talk to you, Ramon. I think you're in trouble as far as Robin goes. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. I think that he needs to be fired for his comment about Momo.
Robin, have you ever seen Momo?
No, I have not. But here's the thing. If you want to insult somebody's t-shirt, their hair, their nail color, you don't mess with their dog. That's like messing with their child.
I mean, children are ugly too.
Oh, then we can start talking about your kid next.
Oh, this guy has no teeth right now. He looks like a vampire.
Robin, thanks for defending me. And Ramon, let's just say sleep with one eye open tonight, man, because hey, Momo's coming over.
I do want to say this. I'm glad to get it off my chest. I didn't need ChatGPT to read off of or to write down my whole argument.
Really? That's funny, because when I saw you, you were struggling to tell me how Momo was, and you're like, oh, yeah, he's this. I had to get
okay,
it out of you.
I have to step in, you guys. No more fighting. Okay. No more fighting.
Just take it out to the streets later, Ramon. I've never seen it.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Andrea. Good morning. You're caller 20.
Yay. Woo. I'm so excited.
How you doing this morning?
I'm good.
I hear you have some help for Heads Up this morning.
I do.
Who is it?
Hi, I'm Riley. I'm her daughter.
Hi, Riley. Okay, Andrea, Riley, I love this. This is a team effort. If you win these Benson Boone tickets, are you guys going to go together to the show?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. All right, here's the deal. We've got these tickets to see him at the T-Mobile Arena September 26th. All you got to do is get 6 answers in 60 seconds in one of these categories. Do you want to go with Made with Love, Nailed It, Scrub Life, or VIP Section?
Made with Love.
Made with Love. Okay, Mother's Day is on Sunday. These are all things that are associated with Mother's Day, okay? Andrea and Riley, you're a mother and a daughter. You guys should have no problem with this. You ready to do it?
Ready.
All right, your guys' 60 seconds for heads up. It starts now.
Roses, daisies, they're all types of...
flowers.
Yes. If you're going out, not for breakfast and not for lunch, but right in the middle. Yes. This, you might take her to one of these to get a massage. Send her to the...
spa.
Yes. This is an exercise that is very low impact. Dog.
Yoga.
Yes. This is red or white or rosé.
Wine.
Yes. This is what she might ask to do in the afternoon and just be quiet so she can take one of these.
Nah.
Yes. You got it, guys. Winner before you can buy him tickets to see Benson Boone. Oh my gosh, that show's going to be so good. The American Heart Tour coming to T-Mobile Arena on September 26th, and you guys are going. Congratulations.
Oh my God, cool.
Have the best time. That's going to be a fun mother-daughter night out, and if you want to get these tickets, don't you worry. We'll have another pair of tickets for you tomorrow morning, 8:20, with Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Scary situation for Jennifer Aniston. She was enjoying a quiet afternoon at home yesterday when things became quite loud. A man drove through the gates of her house in Los Angeles. Her security held the man at gunpoint until the cops came and arrested him. It's not known what he was booked for, though cops do believe the driver was in his 70s. He reportedly complained of pain after the crash and had to get checked out by an ambulance. So at first I was like, oh, some weird stalker. But then I heard his age and I'm like, oh, maybe he suffered some sort of medical issue and just it was a coincidence that he ended up crashing into her gate.
Yeah, it's easy to assume it's like, oh, a celebrity's house, stranger. But really, I mean, you got to take everything into consideration, age, health, and all that stuff.
I hope everybody is okay in that situation, but I'm sure that was pretty scary for her. Also this morning, people say that cats have 9 lives. So if you could, would you shave a year off of your life to give your cat a 10th life? Or would you shave years off your life to give it to your dog? A new study looked at the connection between pets and their humans' mental well-being. And 3 in 5 Americans say, we talked about this study a couple weeks ago, that their pets have literally saved their lives. So it's not surprising that some of us would actually be willing to share our remaining years with our pets. 56% of owners say they'd trade years off their own life to extend their pet's lifespan.
Wow, would I do that for Momo? Well, Momo, he's a Shih Tzu, and he already, Shih Tzus live a really pretty long life, maybe like 15 to 20.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so I'm like, would I do it? I mean, if his health was fine, maybe, but if his health was deteriorating and I gave him extra life just to live in pain, then no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, maybe it would have to be an extra year in the puppy years or the, you know, the mid-range years, but... yeah, as much as I love animals, I wouldn't do that. I think in my mind, the mom brain thinking, well, no, I'd rather be here those extra years for my kids instead of giving them to my animals. But I mean, still, if there was any way to increase it, if you could buy that, I would try to buy that, you know, if that was an option.
How old were Max and Molly when they passed?
Max was 17 and Molly was 18.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, they got up there and
as a pug too.
Yeah. Well, pugs live really long too. My grandma had a pug that was 20 years old. This thing was on its last legs, man. No teeth, one eye half open, but that poor thing. He was so cute. He was so cute.
What was his name?
Tioga. He was so adorable, but yeah.
I was going to do my puppy voice, but then Ramon might make fun of me.
Oh,
so
it's okay. We just turn off your mic, Ramon.
Yeah. We'll take a time out from our little break that we had earlier.
Also this morning, here's a tip. If you go to a zoo and you see a crocodile in an enclosure, it's probably real, okay? A man found out that when he climbed into an enclosure at a Philippine zoo, he was promptly bitten by a female crocodile. Now, the guy hopped over the chain link fence. So he had a cell phone in hand and he was warned by staff. He thought it was fake. He did not believe that it was a real crocodile. So he went over to take a look. Well, The crocodile immediately grabbed his arm and dragged him into shallow water and death rolled him. Luckily, a zookeeper was there and able to force the croc off the man. And he was taken to the hospital where he ended up getting 50 stitches.
With all due respect, was there any drugs or substance abuse
no,
in that situation?
Just an idiot. Just an idiot.
I mean, come on. Like, you're at a zoo. You think that's a fake animal behind that gate? I don't know.
I don't know what it is, but I am not a fan of zoos. Like, is there any place that people love to go and you're like, no, I hate zoos. I think they are boring. I think they're sad. The animals don't look happy to be there. We were in San Diego and my husband is like, I want to go to the zoo. I want to see the pandas. I'm like, okay, have fun. Go by yourself because I'm not going with you.
Oh my God. Yes. From San Diego. It's the world famous San Diego Zoo. Don't go in the middle of summer. It's all hills.
It's a hike. It's not even fun.
Oh, it's not.
It's Mix
94.1. On the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your vibe. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we found something so out of the ordinary. You got me kissing the ground, sanctuary. Shatter me with your touch, oh Lord, return me to dust. The angels up in the clouds.
Mix 94.1. I love that song. It's Alex Warren, Ordinary. It's Mix 94.1. Hey, speaking of songs and music, yesterday was National Concert Day.
It's today.
Oh, wait. I thought my stuff says it was on the 5th. Is it the 6th?
I see on Check ID, that's the website I go to, that today is National Concert Day.
Okay.
Whichever.
Well, either one. Yeah. Let's celebrate National Concert Day. So what, as far as concerts go, what is the best and the worst concert that you have ever been to? Like, what is the divide? 702-364-9400. What is your number one concert? I think I have a feeling I know what it is, but I want to hear you say it.
Oh, you do already know.
I feel like I know.
Okay, so best concert I've ever been to, and you know I've been talking about her because her Cowboy Carter just started, but her Renaissance tour back in 2023, when she opened up with this song. Bawling. I'm crying.
What song is this?
Dangerously in Love.
Oh, this is not the beginning, I know.
This is the beginning of how she started her show.
Oh, okay.
So she opens up with Dangerously in Love. I am just on the floor. We're all just, as the Beehive, if you know that this is her first song from her first album ever, from her 2004 albums. So we were all shocked. We're like, oh my God, she's doing Dangerously in Love, when you think she would do like Cuff It or Pure Honey. And I think that's what she just all took us for a shock.
Please excuse my Beyonce ignorance. This does not sound like the Dangerously in Love song I know.
Oh, really?
Wait, what's the one like, got to go move so crazy right now?
That's Crazy in Love.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I was like, this is not the song I know. Okay.
And then she also
I don't go deep into the Beyonce like library,
no,
but
that's
that
okay.
Sounded really good. I like that song. I was just like, wait, this is not the song I know.
You're thinking also there's another song, Drunk in Love. So Beyonce.
That one I know. Surfboard.
Surfboard.
That
yes.
One I know. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So that is your best concert ever. Mm-hmm. What is your worst concert ever? We want to hear from you guys. 702-364-9400.
Man, worst concert. I was so bummed. This artist was 2 hours late, and you're thinking she's a legend and just hip hop and R&B. And not only that, she can't play her own songs because there has to be remixed because she doesn't own the rights. And that's Lauryn Hill.
Yes. Yes. Where did you see her?
I saw her House of Blues, San Diego, 2018 or 2017.
Okay. I'm wondering if it was the same tour, because she is literally my worst concert ever, too.
Really?
It was here in town. It was at the Hard Rock at the time, at the Joint. And oh my gosh, girl was 2.5 hours late. Mm. We're all just waiting. And finally, I'm like, is she going to come on? She comes on. I'm like so excited, ready to like sing all my favorite songs. Girl did not want to be there. She was so just standing there, staring at us like the energy of a DMV waiting room. Like, she was just bleh. Yeah. And I'm like, I felt like I owed her an apology for making her come out on stage. I felt like so bad that I had to make her do that. She didn't talk to the crowd. She was so not into it, which makes me so sad because I love her music.
Yeah, which makes you think like she would put on a good show. Yes. But I don't know. Maybe she just didn't have a bad tour month, or I don't know.
Yeah. Who gave you the best concert of your life and who gave you the worst? We're getting some text here. This one says, the best concert I have ever been to was the Eagles at the Sphere.
Ooh.
I have yet to go to a concert at the Sphere, but I just think combine that with the background and everything that you get to look at, that's got to be an amazing experience.
Oh, I know. I can't imagine a show at the Sphere. I've never been yet, and I think that would be an awesome show to go
yeah.
to.
Yeah. Also, this one on the text line saying Smashing Pumpkins Melancholy Tour was awesome. Just Smashing Pumpkins in general, I don't know, there's just such a vibe associated with that. Mm-hmm. That takes me back. I think my best concert ever, I think you guys all know, it's BTS, but most recently, J-Hope, when I went and saw him in San Antonio and LA back-to-back weekends, best concert ever. I mean, I was just so blown away. This guy, he is energy, joy, and magic all together. And he's just like our sunshine, you know? We had so much fun. Ramon, best concert experience ever. What was it for you?
May of 2014, Childish Gambino, the Deep Web Tour. He was playing at the Chelsea at the Cosmo. And we had like general admission tickets, so we're right up front. Floor stage, all that crowd was so high. We were jumping up and down. The ground was moving. He was spraying people with water, like with water guns. He brought out a porn star on stage. I was like, hey, I know her.
That's when you're like, do you tell your wife I know who that is? Or do you act like you don't know?
You know, we pregame, so I was feeling it. Oh, best concert ever.
Okay, worst concert ever.
Post Malone's big ass stadium tour.
Oh, that was just this past weekend.
Correct.
Why was it the worst concert?
Simple reason. He countrified his songs.
Oh.
He came out with Circles, and I was like, what? What is this?
There ain't no change.
One positive thing that came out of it. So we left as soon as he started countryfying his songs. That was the easiest exit from Allegiant Stadium I've ever had.
You're like, I'm so out of here.
Yep.
I feel like in order to make up for the negative things we said about Lauryn Hill, I feel like we should play one of her songs because she's an amazing artist. Maybe she had two really off nights, once in San Diego and one in Las Vegas.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thanks.